Greetings and welcome to the Mobivity Holdings Fiscal Year-End 2016 Financial Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to your host, Mr. Christopher Miners. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and welcome to Mobivity's Fiscal Year-End 2016 Financial Results Conference Call. We appreciate your interest in our company. In order to be more efficient with your time, we will be reading Mobivity's Safe Harbor Statement following the Q&A session at the end of the call. On the call today is Mobivity's founder and CEO, Dennis Becker, and myself, Chris Miners, CFO. It is now my pleasure to introduce Dennis Becker, our founder and CEO.
Thanks, Chris, and thanks everyone for joining us on our call today. This has been a milestone year for Mobivity, nearly doubling revenue growth year over year, launching new trials with new customers and new verticals, adding a new patent to our IP portfolio, and improving cash flows. With that, I'm pleased to report that we achieved record annual revenue results, where revenues increased 83% year over year. For the fiscal year ended 2016, Mobivity generated a record $8.4 million in revenue and gross profit of approximately $6.3 million. We are also pleased to report that net cash used in operating activities decreased 25% year over year, and our non-GAAP adjusted net loss decreased 22% from the same period a year ago. Before we go over the details of our financial results, I would like to update everyone on some of our achievements and milestones over the last year of record growth. 2016 was a breakout year in our pursuit of bringing personalized marketing to the brick and mortar world. Traditionally, only sophisticated e-commerce brands, such as Amazon, were capable of personalizing and targeting their marketing to consumers as they navigated online shopping experiences that track their every move, all the way to checkout. But despite the scale and success of e-commerce, it still accounts for just around 10% of commerce conducted in the United States. The other 90% of offline merchants struggle to leverage data to combine with digital marketing channels and replicate the same personalized marketing tactics employed by successful e-commerce operators. Particularly, merchants are challenged with connecting purchase data collected by traditional point-of-sale terminals and mapping those transactions back to consumers to ensure that follow-on marketing messages are personalized to the consumer's purchase history. In mid-2015, we launched our first product that aimed at solving this problem. Our Smart Messenger solution leverages real-time purchase data gleaned from point-of-sale systems to create and measure targeted SMS text messaging offers to consumers. Following the tremendous success of that trial, we launched our first full-scale deployment of Smart Messenger across thousands of locations in December of 2015, and the resulting growth throughout 2016 was obvious. Just about all of our key performance indicators doubled, from consumers subscribed to our clients' marketing programs, to the number of targeted transactions we're processing monthly, to our gross revenues. We're now touching more than 7.4 million consumers per month, and we've ingested more than 2 billion point-of-sale transactions into our database to help our customers drive smarter, more personalized marketing messages to consumers. Not bad for a product that commercially deployed just about 15 months ago. The growth of our Smart Messenger product follows our thesis that over the coming years, offline marketers will increasingly invest in technologies that leverage data to power personalized digital consumer experiences and mimic how e-commerce marketers operate. This is a trend that has growing support from various industry analysts as well. McKinsey recently reported that data-activated marketing can boost sales 15 to 20% and significantly improve the ROI on marketing spend across marketing channels. While the upside of data-driven marketing may seem obvious, marketers are also converging their digital and offline worldviews when it comes to thinking about how they allocate their marketing budgets. Gartner's 2015-2016 Chief Marketing Officer Spend Survey reported that 98% of CMOs no longer make a clear distinction between marketing online and offline and say the disciplines are merging. We believe that these trends reveal a material insight into how the market is converging towards our value proposition and will further propel our growth. As the market increasingly convinces itself of the upside of targeting its marketing based off of consumer data, as suggested by the McKinsey study, and the Gartner study suggests that offline and digital marketing disciplines are merging, then our unique approach to merging offline point-of-sale data with digital channels, such as mobile messaging, should position Mobivity at the intersection of the marketer's demand for converging online and offline marketing programs to drive data-driven programs. Speaking of demand, I'm very pleased to report that our momentum from 2016 and very highly visible campaigns with Baskin-Robbins, Subway, and others has attracted deployments with some new brands that we're very excited to be working with. Red Lobster is now operating our Smart Messenger product across all of its Atlanta, Georgia locations. This marks our first casual dining deployment, where the top 50 casual dining brands operate nearly 13,000 locations nationwide. We've also just secured a trial with Honey Baked Ham to operate our full product suite and a trial across 10% of their stores. Other notable restaurant brands beginning to leverage our technology operate almost 1,000 locations where we are currently in trial in some of those locations and seeing strong results. The personal care space continues to be a strategic target for us, where our continued work with Regis Corporation has grown to deployments in more than 120 of their franchise locations, including Supercuts and Cost Cutters, with several more deployments planned in their Smart Style brand, which operates in over 2,000 Walmart stores. Keep in mind that Regis operates more than 12,000 retail salon locations and represents tremendous upside potential to our growth. We have also just begun deployments to Fantastic Sam's, which is a retail hair salon chain with more than 1,100 locations. As I mentioned earlier, 2016 saw material expansion in the reach and use of our technology across our customer base. Over 879 million Smart Receipt-powered receipts were printed in 2016, which is an increase of more than 114% over 2015. Over 450 million SMS text messages were processed by our platform in 2016, which is an increase of more than 214% over 2015. Finally, more than 7.4 million total mobile subscribers were on our platform at the end of 2016, which is an increase of more than 96% over 2015. The growth and scale of our technology is starting to attract partnership opportunities. Mobivity was recently selected as one of 12 worldwide messaging partners Google has chosen to help globally launch their new Rich Communication Services Business Messaging, the next generation messaging service for Android users. The new service, designed for brand marketers, will send more detailed and actionable messages to consumers, including rich media, suggested actions, one-touch buttons, and enhanced analytic features, all within the native messaging app. The partnership, announced this year at Mobile World Congress, means we will be working closely with both Google and our clients, including Subway, Sonic Drive-In, and Baskin-Robbins, to ensure service adoption and to improve the overall customer messaging experience on the Android smartphone platform. We also have several other early partnership discussions underway that span from large global consulting firms to digital advertising networks, all aimed at expanding our business development channels and enabling new revenue streams. I will now turn the call over to Chris for a more detailed review of our financial results, and then I will come back for a few summary comments. Chris?
Thanks, Dennis. For the company's fiscal year ended December 31st, 2016, Mobivity recorded record revenues of $8.4 million, an 83% increase over the prior year. This improvement is attributed to significant continuing growth in our SMS and Smart Receipt revenues contracted with large enterprise customers. Gross margin was 75% in fiscal 2016, as compared to 77% for fiscal 2015. The decrease in gross margin is principally due to higher cloud-based software licensing fees, short code maintenance expenses, and other expenses as they relate to the increase in revenues. General and administrative expenses decreased by $170,000, or 4%, in fiscal 2016 compared to 2015. The year-over-year decrease in general and administrative expenses was primarily due to decreased personnel, facilities, and bad debt expenses. Sales and marketing expenses increased $887,000, or 21%, during 2016 compared to 2015. The change was primarily due to personnel-related expenses increasing by $848,000, including the addition of LiveLens personnel. Sales commissions increased $100,000 in alignment with an increase in sales. These costs were offset by a decrease in trade show expenditures of $78,000. Engineering, research, and development expenses increased $984,000, or 135%, during 2016 compared to 2015. The increase was primarily due to increased personnel costs related to an increase in staffing to support the company's growth. Non-GAAP adjusted net loss, a non-GAAP metric which generally excludes non-cash expenses such as stock-based compensation and depreciation and amortization, was $3 million for 2016 compared to $3.8 million in 2015, representing an improvement of 22%. Net cash used in operating activities decreased to $3 million in 2016, a 25% decrease as compared to $4 million during 2015. Cash and cash equivalents totaled $2.2 million as of December 31, 2016. As of December 31, 2016, we had current assets of $3.6 million, including $2.2 million in cash, current liabilities of $2.7 million, resulting in working capital of $950,000. This is a 133% improvement over 2015's working capital of $407,000. I would now like to turn the call back over to Dennis for his closing remarks. Dennis?
Thanks, Chris. In summary, 2016 was an exciting growth year where we saw the business achieve expansion in several areas. While the financial growth from the expansion of existing customers is self-evident, new brands such as Red Lobster, Honey Baked Ham, and Marco's Pizza, along with increasing traction with Regis and new deployments into the Fantastic Sam system, are all building a pipeline that encompasses more than 14,000 locations across new vertical markets. We also believe that our highly visible position in the marketplace is building intrinsic value that will serve as a catalyst to future growth. For example, in June of 2016, Subway announced the launch of its Subway Digital Group in partnership with Accenture. This project has our teams working closely with Accenture to integrate our technology with Subway's long-term digital roadmap, which clearly demonstrates our value to Accenture as well. Our relationships with major brands, such as Subway, Baskin-Robbins, Sonic, and others, has attracted Google to collaborate with Mobivity in launching the next generation of mobile messaging for the Android platform. Recall that, for now, Mobivity is one of only 12 companies that Google is working with on this initiative. As we build and deploy rich communication services with Google, new growth opportunities should develop as the market begins to adopt Google's next-generation mobile messaging platform. Our goal is to expand our collaboration with large technology partners, such as Google and Accenture, and continue to broaden awareness of our technology and value proposition, which we believe will create indirect channels to new business development that will help us accelerate growth. Finally, we've also exited the year with our strongest balance sheet in years, coupled with a material reduction in cash used in operations. We've also consistently managed high gross margins for several quarters now and look forward to continued improvements in cash flow as we grow revenue. We appreciate your continued interest and look forward to sharing our ongoing progress with you. Operator, you can now open up for questions.
At this time, we will be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from Jeff Porter of Porter Capital. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, guys. I was wondering if you might be able to elaborate on the relationship with Subway, sort of where it's heading, and are we going to see some international expansion with that account?
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, absolutely. So we're very excited with the growth that we've experienced with Subway over the last year. Much of that is domestic. We announced earlier this year that we're preparing for international deployments. It's important to note that of the 44,000 locations that Subway operates globally, about 14,000 of those locations are international. So coming off of the growth we've experienced predominantly from their 27,000 domestic locations, we did announce earlier this year that we've begun deployments in Australia, along with momentum that we have in Canada. And we also have deployments in the UK. So we really look at the last 15 months or so of growth from Subway being predominantly domestic and look forward to a ton of upside in growing the program internationally, which, like I said, you know, another 14,000 of potential locations for our services.
Okay, thanks.
You bet.
As a final reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If there are no further questions, I'd like to turn the call back over to Mr. Christopher Miners for the Safe Harbor Statement.
Thank you. I'd like to thank you all for your time on today's call and your interest in Mobivity. Before we close, I'd like to read our Safe Harbor Statement. On this call, management personnel's prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements which are subject to risks and uncertainties, and management made additional forward-looking statements during the Q&A session. Therefore, the company claims protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements that is contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results could differ materially from those contemplated by our forward-looking statements as a result of certain factors, and not limited to general economic and business conditions, competitive factors, changes in business strategy or development of our plans, the ability to attract and retain qualified personnel, and changes in the legal and regulatory requirements. In addition, any projections as to the company's future performance represent management's estimates as of today, April 4th, 2017. Mobivity assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. The company has filed its 10-K with the SEC on March 31, 2017, and also issued a press release announcing financial results for fiscal year 2016. Participants on the call, who may not have already done so, may wish to look at these documents as they provide a summary of the results discussed on this call. Today's call may include non-GAAP financial measures, which require a reconciliation to the most directly comparable financial measures, which are calculated and presented in accordance with GAAP, and can be found in this week's press release, which is also available at Mobivity.com. This concludes Mobivity's fiscal year-end 2016 financial results conference call. Thank you.
This concludes today's conference. You may disconnect your lines at this time. Thank you for your participation.